First of all, the issue of making takfir or declaring Shia Muslims as non-Muslim. I'll quote from someone who is often used by Muslims who may lean more to a conservative opinion, Imam Ibn Taymiyyah, who, and I'll mention two places, one in Majmu' al-Fatawi, in his answer to a suki about the talaq mu'allaq that was performed by a Shia. The second in Minhaj al-Sunnah, and I believe in the Majmu' al-Fatawa, it's the second volume, page number 659 to 662, I believe. As well in Minhaj al-Sunnah, I don't remember the actual page number, forgive me. But I'm quoting him because he's often used by people to declare even Sunnis as out of Islam. And I think it's a failure for them to understand the writings of Imam Ibn Taymiyyah and then to understand, for example, the Majmu' Fatawi is not something that is considered reliable because of how it was collected. He did not write Majmu' Fatawa. Someone else wrote it, a group of people. But that's another discussion, a longer discussion. But for example, in Minhaj Sunnah al-Nabawiyyah, he mentions that they are not disbelievers, even though we have fundamental differences with them, and that amongst them are a large majority, right? The masses, alhamdulillah, are Muslim.